Boker Tov. David HaMelech is continuing to give us that clarity of what life is all about and how to take advantage of it. If one notices, within Klal Yisrael we have people that become great tzaddikim and people that don't. And the truth is that there are a lot of protim that are involved in the person becoming great, but there's one underlining factor. The great person is a person that does not let all the challenges of life confuse him and cause him to go off track. Whereas other people, they get caught up with all kind of other things and they forget about what life is really all about. The great person is one that remains with that clarity. I know what life is all about. And sometimes I have an afila where the person Chas v'shalom does an avera, or if he doesn't do avera, but he has some hardship, and he gets frustration, whether it could be in health and parnosa, whatever it may be, and then he starts just taking another track instead of focusing to make sure that everything he does is in line with the Ratzon Hashem, he gets carried away with other things, and it's a pity because we have this opportunity, and if we retain the clarity, then we take advantage of it. Rav Shach used to save a story that he met a Russian general that said he won all the wars. And Rav Shach asked him, how did you win all the wars? And he said, I'll tell you the truth. The way you start a war is you have a goal. You want to capture a certain city. You plan everything out and you charge ahead. Generally, you do not capture the first time around. So you tried, it didn't work out. You try from a different angle, another malach. He says, generally, after three or four times, the person gives up and he says, you know, I'm not going to capture this place, let's try another place. He said, once you did that, you lost the game because you're starting again from square one. The goal, the way to succeed in life is if you have a goal, you stick to it no matter how many times you get pushed back and you fall down and you can't get there. You just remind yourself, this is my goal and I'm going to go again and again and again and eventually you're going to get it. And that's what life is all about for us. To have that clarity, what life is all about. My life is to be an Oved Hashem. That's the life that Dodo Melech has been asking for from the beginning, but specifically in the Gimel, which is Goymel, give me over. The first posting, Gmoel Avdecho Echye. I want to receive it as an Eved Hashem, and then I'll have true Chiyus. And one of the parts of the clarity is not only, like we saw in the previous psukim, putting things in the right perspective, the right value, and realizing that the physical world is something we have to go through, not the goal of life. The goal of life is building a Kesher Ruchni Makadosh Bohu, being Ovdei Hashem. And another thing, the world around us is very often far away from the Ratzon Hashem, even antagonistic to the Ratzon Hashem. And we have to realize that we have to look at these things as being antagonistic. You have some people that say, everything's nice, everything's good. You know, no, it's not that. And even the Jewish people that are doing things against the religion, we have to realize, we have to put in the right place. Otherwise, we could unwittingly be dragged into some of those values and taking us away from our clarity. And it's so prevalent nowadays, even here in Eretz Yisrael, Chamon Litzlan, so many fine Jews, everything is good, everything that, and that waters down their own religious pursuit and growth. So David HaMelech said, Go'alti Zeidim Arurim, I chastise the people that are intentionally trying to go against the Torah. They are cursed. He's calling Jews Zeidim Arurim. Yes, there are such Jews, unfortunately. And the truth is, we must spell for them every day. We say, Lamal Shinim Alti Sikvo. These Zaydim that we're talking about are Jews that intentionally are trying to weaken the religion. And unfortunately, even here in Eretz Yisrael, we have people in the government and other places that are antagonistic to the religion. They're trying to weaken the religion on every level. And that's a tragedy. We have to realize they are Arurim, they are cursed. Now the truth is, even we say every day, the Lamal Shimim is a tefillah for Jewish people that or going against the religion. Even when we say the word Yikaresu, it doesn't mean they should die. That's what the Maral says. He says, we're mispallel that the Risha should go away. They should all be chayzer b'tshuva. But the Risha as it is a cursed thing. Something that you could erase. You want it to be completely cut off. So go out to Zaytan Marurim. I put them in their place. I realize that these are cursed people. A curse is the opposite of bracha. Bracha means connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings down all the goodness into the world. And Orer is the disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically causes the Orer. So go out to Zaytan Marurim, HaShoygim Mimitzvah Secho, that they also causing people to turn away from the mitzvahs. Sometimes intentionally these other people, sometimes even mistakenly confuse people, cause confusion. So this is an important part of Avodas Hashem. Doesn't mean the whole day we have to scream and shout, Chas v'shalom. We don't have to involve ourselves in these things. We should involve ourselves primarily in building our closeness with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, emulating our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But one of the part of being in the Ish Emes is to be soinera, to realize that this is something evil, this is something that we should mispal, that should stop, stay away from these type of people. Kamovan, a person is involved in Kirev, and there's a type of person that can be Kirev, Matoif Manoyim. Should be zeicher to see all of Klal Yisrael be chayzer v'tshuva, and have everything clear, and take advantage of life, and see Birchas Hashem.